Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi terrorists threatened drone strikes on U.S. troops in support of Hamas. By John Hayward on October 11, 2023. Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen joined other Tehran proxies in the region on Tuesday to threaten attacks against American interests if the United States supports Israel against the Hamas terrorists. Abdul Malik al-Houthi, leader of the Houthi movement, known officially as Ansar Allah, Allah is the greatest, supported the bloodthirsty child killers and rapists of Hamas on Tuesday without reservation, praising their Al-Aqsa flood operation as a Palestinian decision that has full legitimacy, and the enemy and its allies were surprised by it. Watch, it is evil, U.S. diplomat breaks down witnessing aftermath of Hamas attack in Israel. The Yemeni people are thus ready to do everything they can to perform the sacred duty of standing with the Palestinian people, he declared. Our people are ready to move in the hundreds of thousands to join the Palestinian people and confront the enemy. Houthi represents only a small portion of the Yemeni people. And after years of the grueling civil war he unleashed in 2015, which led to one of the worst humanitarian crises on earth, millions of Yemenis have been left with no meaningful access to food or medicine and enduring a massive cholera outbreak. If the Americans directly intervened militarily, we would be ready to participate, against Israel, with missile and drone strikes and other military options, Houthi said, drawing his red line for Ansar Allah's involvement. Watch, Hezbollah-affiliated imam, we have thousands of martyrs prepared to sacrifice against Israel. Houthi envisioned an Iran-led axis of resistance, including Iranian proxy forces in Iraq and Lebanon, coming together to fight Israel. The Houthi regime has financially supported Lebanese Hezbollah in the past. We warn America that its direct intervention and the aggression against the Palestinian people means turning it into a regional war, he said. The Yemeni insurgent leader concluded by urging the Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to support the Islamic resistance of Hamas against Israel, or else stand revealed as weak Muslims whose reluctance would be tantamount to loyalty to the Zionist entity. The Houthis, whose motto is Allah is great, death to America, death to Israel, curse on the Jews, victory to Islam, were bizarrely delisted as a terrorist organization by President Joe Biden as one of his first official acts. The Biden administration was desperate to curry favor with Iran. Some of the left-wing groups currently making apologies for the Hamas rape squads were upset by the brutality of the Saudi-led military intervention in Yemen. And humanitarian aid groups feared the Houthis were willing to let the Yemenis under their control die of disease and starvation unless they were treated like a legitimate government. Watch, Alex Marlow, Americans were held hostage while Joe Biden was having a barbecue at the White House. The Houthis pocketed this diplomatic gift from the Biden administration and proceeded to persecute Christians and Jews under their dominion, launch terrorist attacks against civilian targets in Saudi Arabia, and threatened shipping off the coast of Yemen. The Houthis deliberately used starvation as a weapon against Christians and other minorities. Human rights groups say the Houthis recruited hundreds of thousands of child soldiers, among their many other war crimes. The Houthis exiled the last Jewish families living in Yemen in March 2021. Disgruntled members of the Biden foreign policy team eventually began to mutter that lifting the terrorist designation from the Houthis might have been a mistake. Equals. Saudi Arabia has been making slow progress in peace talks with the Houthis ever since a ceasefire was implemented in April 2022, holding together fairly well over the past 18 months by the standards of Middle Eastern ceasefires. But that progress would likely be jettisoned if the Houthis make good on their threat to attack U.S. or, more likely given their position and capabilities, Saudi targets to aid Hamas. The character of Ansar Allah has not changed much, despite inches of progress in peace talks. On Monday, the Houthis grew tired of listening to public employees demand paychecks and responded by kidnapping the head of the Yemeni Teachers Club at gunpoint from his home in the capital city of Sana'a. My brothers, I want my salary and the teachers' salaries and nothing else, Teachers Union Chairman Abu Zaid al-Kumain cried as the Houthis dragged him away. Few public employees in Houthi-controlled Yemen have been paid since 2016 when Ansar Allah looted the national treasury and decided to keep all the income from Yemen's ports for itself.